In John chapter 5 verse 23, Jesus declared that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. The words of Jesus leave no room for separation between himself and the Father. The honor of one is the honor of the other. To revere, serve, and glorify Jesus is to give true honor to God. To dishonor or reject Jesus is to dishonor the very one who sent him. To honor Jesus is not a choice among many, it is the will of God. Honor and the Father's authority. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. John chapter 5 verses 21-22. These words cut through every false idea about who Jesus is. He revealed that the Father entrusted him with power over life and judgment. The purpose was not hidden. It was so that all people should honor the Son in the same way they honor the Father. To refuse to render honor to Jesus is to refuse honor to the Father himself. Jesus revealed that the Father placed all authority in his hands. The Father has given life and judgment to the Son. This is why all people must honor him. Honor is not about human praise. I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? John chapter 5 verses 41-44. Jesus showed that true honor does not come from men but from God. Honoring Jesus means receiving him as the one sent by the Father. The rejection of Jesus showed their lack of love for God, for it was the Father himself who had sent him. The true test of love for the Father is found in a person's response to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Father honors those who serve the Son. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verse 26. Jesus also promised that those who serve him will be honored by the Father. The way to honor Jesus is to follow him. To follow Jesus means to obey his voice and to live by his example. This is what it means to be his disciple. The honor that the Father gives to those who serve Jesus is not based on who we are or what we have done. Instead, it comes because of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Through him, we receive the gift of salvation. As we serve, follow, and obey Jesus, living as his disciples in this world, the Father himself places value on our lives. He considers us precious in his sight. The words of Jesus leave no middle ground. All people must honor him just as they honor the Father. The Father has placed life, judgment, and salvation in his hands. Those who follow Jesus will be honored by the Father himself.